From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The top U.S. diplomat says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Russian and American monitors are meeting in both Geneva and Amman Saturday to try to figure out how to reduce the violence in Syria. Syria's main opposition said it will attend the peace talks in Geneva. Salam al-Muslat is the spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
The place to begin political transition is in Geneva, forcing the regime to abide by the will of the international community.
Meanwhile, more people in Syria are coming out of their homes since the truce began. But the U.S. State Department warns that the regime of Bashar al-Assad continues to carry out attacks. The United States and South Korea began a series of annual joint military exercises Saturday after days of threats by North Korea that it will retaliate if the war games turn into an attack, threats generally made each year. The annual U.S. and South Korean exercises last 8 weeks and are meticulously planned. Saturday's activities began with U.S. and South Korean troops and assault vehicles storming a beach on South Korea's east coast. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has issued a new threat against the U.S. and South Korea as the allies resumed the joint military training drill.
우리 군대는 적들의 평양 진격을 노린
That's a North Korean newsreader. This is VOA News. Some people are blaming Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump for cultivating violence against protesters at his campaign events leading up to his canceling a rally in Chicago. Thousands of protesters clashed with Trump supporters Friday night, even before he planned to take the stage. Trump rejected the violence, saying the protesters violated his constitutional rights to free speech. Trump had hoped to speak to supporters ahead of the Illinois primary on Tuesday. The UN Security Council is backing the Secretary General's call to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people they're sent to protect. The Council adopted a U.S. draft resolution on the dispute Friday. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned that the allegations tarnish the credibility of peacekeeping operations and the United Nations as a whole. The Arab League has formally labeled Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group as a terrorist organization. The move was made Friday at a meeting of the group's foreign ministers in Cairo. The measure approved by a majority of the Arab League ministers, except those from Lebanon and Iraq, reflects the fraying ties between Shiite Iran and the Sunni-dominated Gulf Cooperation Council. The motion comes less than 2 weeks after Saudi Arabia decided to withhold $4 billion of military support to Lebanon's government. Earlier this month, GCC also branded Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. An Israeli airstrike in Hamas-controlled Gaza has killed a 10-year-old Palestinian boy. The boy's brother told Reuters they were asleep when missile fragments struck their house, causing the roof to collapse. An ambulance was called but did not come for 2 hours. By that time, the child had been taken to the hospital in a car. The Israeli military said in a statement that it launched strikes against several militant training camps run by Hamas after several rockets landed in southern Israel late Friday. Officials say no one was hurt by the rockets. Again, our top news story, top U.S. diplomat says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.